Now listen, my children, and you shall hear...
The incredible legend of John Weir. Ha, beat you to it. Mm.
The Hessians are coming! The Hessians are coming!
Oh, hang on. This is a great story from Asa Fitch, and you're jumping ahead.
On a summer evening in August of 1777, John Weir was standing in his wheat field on his farm in Cambridge, New York, and decided that it must be reaped first thing in the morning. He bids goodnight to his horse.
Good night, old boy.
And turns to the farmhouse where his wife and young child are sitting when he hears the beat of horse hooves approaching. The visitor had come to inform Weir
that the Hessians are coming through the valley, 1,000 strong, on their way to capture the supplies at Bennington, and with them are a host of Iroquois.
Since Weir was a veteran of the French and Indian War and knew what would happen when an army traveled through enemy territory.
Oh, Weir was worried that the Hessians would take their harvest and leave his family to suffer through the winter.
And they were probably aware of the massacre of Jane McRae.
Weir asked if the Cambridge militia had been called out, and if Stark, located at Bennington, had been informed. But in both instances, the answer was no. Weir was wary of the risk of riding through the forest in the dark of midnight with natives scattered along the route to Bennington. Nevertheless, Weir decided to take that midnight ride on his good black horse through the darkness and over the hills to Bennington, where Stark's army was stationed.
The Hessians are coming! The Hessians are coming!
They say it went down pretty much like that. Runners were out into the countryside, and 1,500 farmers gathered to defend their homes. A messenger was sent to Colonel Seth Warner at Manchester asking for troops and ammunition. So by the evening before the battle for Bennington, Stark's numerical advantage grew to 3-1.
The Midnight Riot has earned Weir the legendary title as the Paul Revere of Bennington.